Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning. Today's program is going to be somewhat abbreviated, as I have a number of things I have to get to this morning, including Circuit Court is today. Judge Daniel Heddy will be presiding over Circuit Court cases. This is a monthly court date. The second Thursday of every month is Circuit Court here in Crittenden County. So I've got to get to the courthouse. Of course, there's no courthouse now. There is a empty space in downtown where the courthouse was. And court is now being held in City Hall. And it's pretty cramped quarters over there. But we can all hold our breath, bated breath, for this new Justice Center that will be occupying downtown within several months before they get it done. But we do see some progress down there now. And it's my understanding that they think maybe some of that work has even caused some of the toilets to back up over at the library. I don't know. Just heard that on the street. So I hope Regina and the folks over at the library can get that figured out pretty quick. In local news, I don't know how many folks have been down through Salem lately, but the Chittenden building, the old administrative building, and at one time it was doctor's clinics there next to Livingston Hospital, was torn down a few days ago to make way for the proposed new expansion of Livingston Hospital. And I think the broader work for that is tied up right now as they await outcome of the loan application, which is in Washington, D.C., based on my understanding, at the USDA office. So hopefully we'll see some more progress in Salem very soon. Well, let's talk a little bit about bridges. It seems like around every curve there's a bridge out. So it's my understanding that the bridge out on Cisco Chapel Road, which turns into somewhere back in there, turns into Mexico Church Road, down near the local landmark is the upright silo, is what everybody recognizes. So that bridge that is out there on Mexico Church Road looks like it's going to be out for maybe a year, based on what I'm hearing now. There'll be more information coming out later, but it's going to take a while before the funding can be approved and before they can get a contractor in there to repair that county road bridge. A couple of state road bridges, I have some updates on them. The bridge down at 295 south of Dykesburg. That's on the state highway between Dykesburg and Edible at Livingston Creek. It is on track and is expected to be back open end of August, is what they're saying right now, which is right on target, basically, from when they originally announced that replacement back more than a year ago. And it's another bridge that's going to be out a little bit longer than expected is down on Dam 50 Road. That's Kentucky Highway 387 that goes down to the Riverview Park. Most of the older folks know that as Dam 50. Looks like it's going to be November now before that bridge will be completed. They had originally hoped it would also be done this summer by August, but going to be a little bit longer on that bridge down going to Dam 50. And it's taking its toll on camping down there. The camping spaces are the rentals are way down, and the county receives revenue from that, which helps take care of Riverview Park. So hopefully they get that back going. Maybe some folks will have time to get down there later in the camping season. November is a pretty nice time to camp, actually. Some cool nights, but it's a nice time to be out and about in the wilds of Crittenden County in November. something that this will make you aware of, so you can be prepared for it, be on guard. You're getting ready to see a bunch of the motorcycles and support vehicles, they call them. That's campers and big trucks and trailers and whatnot will be rolling through the area next week as Sturgis, it has its annual biker event up there. They can't call it the Sturgis Rally anymore because of a lawsuit or a complaint many years ago from the folks out in Sturgis, South Dakota, which has a similar event. So Little Sturgis didn't work. Nonetheless, that'll be next week. It'll start the week from today on July 17th and run through the weekend. So beware of that. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with some more news.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Shop at Crane Tires in Princeton before you buy. Crane Tires has tires to fit your budget. Crane Tires is located at 404 East Legion Drive in Princeton. It also offers a heavy equipment rental department to fit your project needs. Crane Tires, 404 East Legion Drive, Princeton, or call them at 270-625-3910.
Well, you have a new president of the Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce, and that is Extension Agent Rebecca Woodall. She was sworn in just a few days ago, and we'll have more information on the new makeup of the Chamber's Board of Directors and officers that will be coming out in next week's edition of the Crittenden Press. But somewhat almost a whole new slate of faces out there. They have a few that are holdovers, but some new folk. You always need new blood in an organization like that. And I know they're planning the gala that's coming up in the fall, and they're going to go back to having their leadership breakfast events, which were always a nice place to fellowship and enjoy a breakfast with all the folks around town, business people, and other leaders in the community that would attend those. So glad to hear they're getting back into having those breakfast events. And speaking of breakfast events, one of my favorite breakfast events of the whole year is the 4-H Lions Club breakfast that they have out at the fairgrounds during the fair. Of course, the fair kicks off here in just a couple of weeks. There's going to be all your favorite feature attractions out there. Stopped by the fairgrounds the other evening and visited with Shelby Belt and Jared Belt and some other folks who were starting to put things together as we approach the Crittenden County Lions Club Fair. It will open July 26th with a tractor pull. The beauty pageants will be on July 29th. And that 4-H breakfast is going to be on August 1st. And they will reveal this year's Agriculture Person of the Year during that event. It's the Farmer Hall of Fame, you might say. So can't wait to see who that is. Always enjoy writing that article about the new person enshrined into the Ag Hall of Fame. Some other events here to want to tell you about with the fair. The car show will be on August 2nd, and then that little thing they call the Demolition Derby. Not many people usually show up for that, but they have it the last night of the fair. Of course, I'm being facetious. Probably the biggest, one of the biggest events in the county each year is a Demolition Derby. That'll be on August 2nd. Certainly rivaled now by the Tulu fireworks. I don't know how many of you were out there over the 4th weekend, but what an event. I actually wrote an article about it, my column in the newspaper this week. Just really proud of Tulu and those folks that put it on. You know, a lot of work goes into that. So read that article, and if you see any of those folks that are mentioned, thank them. And we also have a list of all the sponsors in the paper this week. There's some pretty big news coming out of Paducah over the last day or so, with the Barclay Regional Airport announcing its new contract with a carrier, SkyWest, which is very closely connected to United Airlines. And that means any of the perks you have for United Airlines will work on these flights. And these commuter flights will be to Houston and Chicago. I believe it was 15 round trips a week will be in and out of Barclay Regional Airport. Of course, these are connector flights. They will get you to Chicago and Houston, where you can hop on another jumbo jet, a 747 or something like that, and roll on to your next destination. So pretty convenient travel to have these opportunities to go north and south out of Barclay Regional Airport. What I read, it's the first time ever they have had two destination spots for a local carrier down at Paducah out of that airport. So good news for them. And we'll close things out with a little update on schedule of meetings for next week. If you're interested, the Marion Code Enforcement Board will convene at 5 p.m. on Monday, July 14th at City Hall. Next week, Livingston Board of Education will meet at 5 o'clock on Monday. The Caldwell County Fiscal Court meets at 9 o'clock Tuesday. Crittenden County Fiscal Court will meet next Thursday, a week from today, July 17th. And the Crittenden County Board of Education, I've got these out of order. So the Board of Education meets on Tuesday, July 15th. I try to keep those in chronological order, but somehow I slipped up there. I hope you accept my apology on that. And for that, we will close out today's program, and we'll catch you the first of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.